This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that our great nation is still reeling from the horrific reality of two appalling mass shootings and mass killings, because 8 dead in Atlanta, 10 dead, including a heroic police officer who saved more lives in Boulder, Colorado. Boulder, by the way, for people who haven't been there, it's actually a very nice city. It's a university city. That's where the University of Colorado is located. It's not too far from Denver. It's one of those secondary Colorado cities, which are actually very attractive towns. Colorado Springs is another one, which is where the Air Force Academy is located. In any event, the horrible shooting in Denver now takes its place with the horrendous shootings in Atlanta last week. And the desire to racialize everything, it seems to me, is just nuts. And you will notice that I believe most responsible people on the right, I can't speak for everybody here, but most responsible people in the conservative crowd are not jumping to the conclusion that because the shooter in Colorado was an immigrant to this country brought here by his parents when he was 3 years old from Syria, and it's a Syrian family apparently without much of a criminal record except for the shooter himself, who at age 17, he is now 21, he is in custody, he's going to be making a court appearance later this week. But at age 17, he pleaded guilty to assault because he thought another student was picking on him. And the idea that this has any involvement with Islamo-Nazi terror, which is still a threat to the world, even though we hear about it much less today, and even though that stand in the United States. Is there any indication at all that the killer was involved in Islamic radicalism? No, there really is not. Just what they're saying is a review of his postings on social media indicated that occasionally he did imply that he was a religious Muslim, but obviously going to a secular high school and being on the wrestling team and his interest in martial arts and his posting repeatedly hashtag I need a girlfriend, that would indicate that this was not somebody who was deeply involved in the life of his mosque or of any other Islamic organization. The idea of jumping to conclusions because they're convenient is illustrated by a piece by another, I believe she's a Muslim Briton. She's, but her name is Arwa Madawi, and she writes for The Guardian over in the UK. And she writes about, the subject that she writes about regularly is A Week in Patriarchy. It's a newsletter on feminism and sexism sent every Saturday. Sounds like a lot of fun. And she writes concerning the shootings in Atlanta, last week's shootings. We'll call him Angry White Guy number 72524, shall we? He was charged with murdering 8 people in Atlanta, 6 of whom were women of Asian descent. And like clockwork, as soon as the news broke, the excuses started. Sure, what he did was terrible, but let's not rush to describe Angry White Guy 72524 as a racist, or a misogynist, or a domestic terrorist. He was just a good guy who was having a bad day. Who said he was just a good guy who was having a bad day? No one said that. And, of course, what they're talking about is Captain Jay Baker of the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office, But he didn't say that. What he actually said, he never, at any point, this is like, except it's even worse, people attacking President Trump because he said that the Ku Klux Klan and neo-Nazis in Charlottesville were good people. There were good people on both sides. He never said that. He never said that. He was talking about people, not the ones who were marching around in Charlottesville and causing and engaging in violence. He said that about people who were defending the statue of Robert E. Lee. That was one of the issues that brought people there in the first place. In any event, she writes, he was just a good guy who was having a bad day. And then she quotes Captain Jay Baker of Cherokee County Sheriff's Office and what he actually said. He said, he was pretty much fed up and kind of at the end of his rope. Yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did. He says, and again, at no point does he say he was a good guy and he was having a bad day, but he has been criticized for it. He was the sheriff's department spokesman. He has been removed from that position. They also found some emails that he had sent. And it doesn't even say he was opposed to Asian Americans or said anything against Asian Americans. He didn't like China. By the way, I think if you're healthy at all and open-minded and fair-minded, it's kind of tough to like the communist Chinese regime. It's an evil regime. Is it one of the most evil regimes in the history of the world? Probably not. I mean, there's a lot of competition for that title. But is it somehow wrong or prejudiced or bigoted to write anti-Chinese communist material on your website? Is that going to come back and bite you now? She writes that Baker added that the suspect had assured authorities the shootings weren't racially motivated. I guess police procedure these days is to take criminals at their word and repeat their talking points. And then she quotes Baker as saying, he apparently has an issue, what he considers a sex addiction, and sees these locations as something that allows him to go to these places, and it's a temptation for him that he wanted to eliminate. Okay. That appears to be, according to all people who have interviewed the suspect, who never denied his crimes, he didn't even have a lawyer, he waived his right to a lawyer, that appears to be his mania. All the other articles in the New York Times and elsewhere, the New York Times did a particularly good job. They interviewed people who had lived with him, they interviewed members of his family, they all said that he had, yes, what is called a religious mania, and he was deeply struck by appalling guilt for having gone to these places. And by the way, it does turn out that all three of the places that he attacked had had previous legal problems with providing illicit sexual services. Now, it's a terrible thing to say because these places were struck by a killer. And there is no excuse, obviously, for a killer coming in and murdering people, including people at places that he may have patronized as a patron. We're still not clear on this. But in her extremist piece, Arwa Madawi goes on. She says, unsurprisingly, Baker's comments immediately drew condemnation. This escalated when Baker was found to have shared images on Facebook that contained racist slogans against China. Baker has now been removed from his role as spokesman for the case. One of his colleagues has said that while the comments were unfortunate, Baker has personal ties to the Asian community. Let's be clear. This isn't the case of one bad cop making an idiotic statement. Baker's sympathy toward a guy who admitted to killing eight people is just the latest example of how quickly white male violence is rationalized and excused. There's no attempt on the part of anyone at the Cherokee Sheriff's Department or anywhere else in law enforcement to excuse the horrendous violence and cruelty and hatred, yes, hatred, that was visited upon innocent victims in the Atlanta shootings. We will get to that and the perspective of Brett Stevens, where he indicts all of media for their coverage of those Atlanta shootings. We'll explain why coming up. became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All across America.
I really enjoy your program. I listen to talk radio all day. You're definitely right up there, the cream of the crop.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And thank you for listening to Talk Radio All Day. Talk Radio does give you a chance to participate in the conversation, as you can hear on the Michael Medved Show, where we're broadcasting live right now. And you can call us at 1-800-955-1776. On any perspective on the media malfeasance in reporting incidents of horrendous violence and trying to put everything into a racialist context, claiming that the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office down in Atlanta was excusing the shooter, Aaron Long, Robert Aaron Long is his full name, he goes by Aaron, that claiming that that young shooter was actually secretly motivated and secretly motivated, because he never indicated it, by racism against Asian Americans. He killed six Asian women and a so-called white man and a white woman. They were his eight victims. The victims are very varied in Boulder, Colorado. But in both cases, you're dealing with media malfeasance. There are several articles today that are important that we need to get to about a collapse for the media, confidence that people have in media coverage, and even the number of eyeballs or eardrums or basically just attention, level of attention that people are paying to the media going down. Washington Post says it's all Trump's fault. Why? Well, because he lost the election. And without Trump there, people are less interested in mass media. We will get to that issue coming up. First, I mentioned before the piece by Brett Stevens in today's New York Times, which has the headline, Atlanta and the Media's Morality Plays. And he writes, for many years, Gallup has been gauging Americans' confidence in its institutions. Journalism has not fared well. In 2020, you know what percentage of Americans said they had a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in newspapers? 24%. 39% said they had very little confidence or none. Television, the respective figures were even worse. 18% had a great deal of confidence or a lot of confidence, and 49% had very little or none. How to explain this lack of confidence? Perhaps because we keep proving ourselves unworthy of it. This is happening again, he writes, in the wake of the mass murder at three Atlanta area massage parlors, in which six of eight victims were women of Asian descent. The crime is horrific and it's heartbreaking. The identity of the perpetrators is clear. And the motive, while still requiring scrutiny, is confessed. The killer claims to have been struggling with a sex addiction at odds with his evangelical beliefs. According to the Associated Press, quote, all three businesses where people were fatally shot Tuesday, have detailed recent reviews on an online site that leads users to places that provide sexual services. So how do we get headlines like this? And this was from U.S. News and World Report. The Atlanta spa shootings and the year of hatred against Asian Americans. Really? Why is reporting on the incident, asked Brett Stevens, by so many news outlets emphasize the race of six of the victims when there is as yet only one rumored small bit of evidence in a South Korean newspaper that his victims were attacked on account of their race? Here's what is important and what is true. Hate crimes against Asian Americans in 16 U.S. cities jumped by 149% in 2020 from the previous year, according to one academic analysis, even as the overall rate of hate crimes declined by 7% in the same period. And they say, but if the news media should have learned one thing over the past 20 years, it's to be exceptionally wary of trying to map one truth onto another for the sake of a compelling narrative. And he gives examples. In 2003, Saddam Hussein wanted weapons of mass destruction, previously possessed and used them, and had a long history of obstructing international inspectors. But it didn't mean that Hussein had WMD. In 2016, he says, and he's right, Donald Trump said nice things about Russia and WikiLeaks, and Russia, using WikiLeaks, sought to meddle in the U.S. election to help Trump get elected. But the mutuality of interest didn't add up to collusion, at least not in any way that could be successfully prosecuted in court. Now, writes Brett Stevens, we have a rising rate of anti-Asian hate crimes, and a horrific crime in which the perpetrator is white and most of his victims were of Asian descent, although two were white. The powerful ideological temptation is to treat this as yet another shooting in the vein of Pittsburgh and El Paso, or as one CNN headline put it, white supremacy and hate are haunting Asian Americans. And this also comes down to something that was said on a CNN panel this afternoon. And this is with Allison Camerata, and it's clip 13. Listen.
Larger story here that may not be addressed today, but is one that we have to address in light of what happened in Atlanta, which is, are we facing a spring and summer of mass casualty events as we come out, as people congregate? And that is something that the Biden White House will have to address as well.
Juliette, how can that be? How can it be that after a year of basic quarantine in the country, the first thing we do as Americans is go back to mass shootings? I mean, how can that be?
So it's a distinctly and sadly American problem, right? I mean, this is something that is so unique to us that I think it's hard for Americans to grasp just how accepting we are of this kind of violence. I mean, we get upset and thoughts and prayers, but nothing ever changes.
Okay, the idea that Americans are accepting of this kind of violence, she says the first thing we do as Americans is go back to mass shootings. You want to blame all Americans for what these two killers accomplished, what they did, the evil that they did? What sense does that make? If it does make sense to you, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. It's far, far more important to understand that this is not an easy issue, but it is entangled with so many other issues in our society, all having to do with a refusal to take mental illness seriously enough. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Boulder, Colorado police are identifying the alleged shooter who they say took 10 lives at a grocery store.
This suspect has been identified as Ahmad Alyssa, 21, of Arvada. He has been charged with 10 counts of murder in the first degree and will be shortly transported to Boulder County Jail.
Maris Harold, police chief in Boulder, Colorado. Alyssa, born in Syria and said to also have ISIS sympathies. Witnesses say he didn't say anything before he opened fire on shoppers. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden says the coronavirus vaccines have already saved thousands of American lives. Dr. Frieden also saying without proof that the United States is likely to see another surge in COVID-19 cases, but it will be far less deadly than the earlier surges because people are getting vaccinated. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Medved Show, context is everything. And one of the points that Brett Stevens makes in an outstanding piece that I've been sharing with you is a piece just published today. He says, now we have a rising rate of anti-Asian hate crimes and a horrific crime in which the perpetrator is white and most of his victims were of Asian descent, although two were also white. The powerful ideological temptation is to treat this as yet another shooting in the vein of Pittsburgh and El Paso. In Pittsburgh, the killer was specifically said he wanted to kill Jews. In El Paso, the killer said he specifically wanted to kill Mexicans. Or, as one CNN headline put it, white supremacy and hate are haunting Asian Americans. Tempting, but mostly baseless, says Brett Stevens of the New York Times. The same study that found last year's rise in anti-Asian hate crimes also notes that the overall incidence of these crimes is relatively small, both in absolute numbers, 122 incidents in 2020 out of a total of 1,700 incidents of the total hate crimes, and it's compared with other victimized groups. It should go without saying, he writes, that one hate crime is one too many. But even though reports of these incidents may be a small fraction of the overall crimes, proportions matter. And while data about the identity of perpetrators is hard to come by, the New York Police Department did keep tabs last year. It found that out of 20 anti-Asian hate crimes in which arrests were made, two people who were arrested of the 20 were white. Five were white Hispanics. Two were black Hispanics. The rest, the majority, were black. So much for white supremacy. Let me go to your calls to Ryan in Salt Lake City. Ryan, you're on the Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. The media likes to focus so much on what you're talking about here.
Hello, Ryan.
Racial element. Yes. if the media likes to focus on if there is a racial element to something or the epidemic of mass shootings in general, but I think there may be another issue here exponentially worse in the U.S. That doesn't get nearly the attention. If these kind of services are being provided at places like this and the women are all of Asian descent, it seems very likely there could be a human trafficking element, and that just, for whatever reason, the media just doesn't ever seem to focus on that nearly as much.
You know, of course, that's occurred to me, too. And the reason I haven't spoken about it, I think, is the same reason that the major newspapers and major investigative reporters have not said anything about it, is because the families of the women who were killed do not want anything appearing somehow blaming the victim or insulting or assaulting their memory. But I do think it's virtually everything we've read about the victims that were picked out by Robert Aaron Long, that those victims, they worked in these massage places, and a lot of those massage places are I think increasingly a blight on a lot of particularly suburban malls. Do you remember the story of Robert Kraft, who was the owner of the New England Patriots, still is, as a matter of fact?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was the same kind of establishment. And, again, I know there are people who genuinely just love massage and love Asian massage, and it's perfectly innocent and can be healthy, from what I understand. But have you read stories in Salt Lake City? Because I certainly have in Seattle, about people who are victimized by trafficking and brought over to America, sometimes illegally, to work at these kinds of businesses.
Yeah, I don't think we're immune to it like anywhere else. And I understand the idea of not wanting to denigrate these victims, but they were, if that's the case, they were also victims of human trafficking. That's what put them in that vulnerable position in the first place.
Look, it's an explosive point, and I think the answer is, at this point, we just don't know. And there are reasons why I actually applaud some of what the press is doing with the case in Boulder, Colorado, at least so far, because there's a great deal we don't know. And we don't know about the whole history of this individual and whether there were proper warning signs that should have been attended to. Ryan, appreciate your call. When Kamala Harris, of course, who is the first Asian American, her mother was born in India, and that would allow her to count as an Asian American. Her father was from Jamaica. But Kamala Harris spoke out about the most recent shooting, and the vice president had this to say. This is clip one.
It's tragic. It's absolutely tragic. It's tragic. 10 people going about their day, living their lives, not bothering anybody. A police officer who was performing his duties and with great courage and heroism. 7 children, I understand. Tragic.
It is certainly tragic and certainly a sufficient response. The problem that you have with so many people, particularly on the liberal side of things, and yes, the problem occurs on the conservative side of things as well, is something that I've called for years the do-something disease. When something happens like this that is undeniably tragic, that is horrifying, that is unworthy of this great country, something that should never happen, there's a quite understandable human desire to fix it. And the idea being, we have to do something. But usually the do-something disease produces results that don't really fix anything. and in some cases make the situation even worse. They were talking about the Do Something disease. The Senate Judiciary Committee hearings will play you some of what was said there, because you have some sound bites with people arguing on both sides of the gun control issue. And then they're even trying to use this on the Democratic side of things to say that the shooting in Boulder, Colorado, is evidence that they want to take out into an open field and shoot dead and then bury it with a stake through its heart, the filibuster. Really? That the results of this shooting, that somehow if they get rid of the filibuster and they're able to pass some stricter gun background laws or limiting sales of certain kinds of firearms, that will really end this kind of horrific case that just occurred in Colorado? Does anyone really believe that? Well, apparently there are people on the left very much who do. And what about the prediction by President Trump that he made before he left office that with him gone, the audience for cable TV, for newspapers, for broadcasting in general would all collapse, that the audience would leave the building together with the then President of the United States? We will approach that, and also a lawsuit by strip clubs. Why? To not just to try to affirm their right to strip, but showing their disapproval of COVID-19 policy. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Become a MedHead member today.
Michael, my wife and I are MedHead members, and we've listened to you for a year.
Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries, find out more at michaelmedved.com.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular three-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the show, here on the MedVed Show, I was talking about the importance of context. And the one important aspect about context that we need to get hold of, especially when you have two horrific events all within a week of each other, is these shootings in Atlanta and then followed by the shootings yesterday afternoon in Boulder, Colorado. Is we are still living in a country where the overall rate of violence and homicide is down. It's not up. We had many more people, even just in raw numbers of people, let alone percentages of the population, who were being killed, murdered, losing their lives back in the 1980s than we do today. And that's because law enforcement has been successful. It's one of the reasons that I feel so passionately that we need to support law enforcement, not defund them, not try to criticize them or limit them to death. That's certainly not a way for us to be safer. But, of course, there is a tremendous tendency when you're a politician and there's something that's disturbing and horrific and that the public is deeply concerned about to find solutions. And quick, simple, direct, hard-hitting solutions. And that's what they were talking about at the Senate Judiciary Committee on Gun Control. Dick Durbin, who is the number two man in the Senate, is the chief whip, chief aide to Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. And Ted Cruz, he's Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, took both sides of the issue. Listen, this is clip six.
We face a pandemic of coronavirus. We have another epidemic in America called guns. We are numb to the numbers. Unless we are personally touched, it's just another statistic. That has got to stop. This committee, this hearing, I hope will open a conversation about constitutional, common sense ways to reduce gun violence in America.
Every time there's a shooting, we play this ridiculous theater where this committee gets together and proposes a bunch of laws that would do nothing to stop these murders. Democrats propose taking away guns from law-abiding citizens. When you disarm law-abiding citizens, you make them more likely to be victims. If you want to stop these murders, go after the murderers.
All right, I would just add to what Ted Cruz said. Of course you should go after the murderers. You should go after people who are suffering from extreme mental illness and potential cases of violence to themselves and to others. There are more people who die of gun violence at their own hand. There are more people who use guns to commit suicide than who use guns to commit homicide. And it's not even close. The number is close to 2 to 1. The ratio is close to 2 to 1. And that doesn't, of course, stop Democrats from saying we have a pandemic of guns, which, of course, denies any of the very, very clear lack of evidence that the simple ownership of guns by law-abiding people does not make a neighborhood less safe. And some of the safer places in America are places where gun ownership is very high. And some of the most unsafe places in America are places where gun ownership is low. But Veronica Escobar, who is a Democrat from Texas, she's a member of the House, she says that all of this is an indication of why we need to get rid of the filibuster. No, the filibuster. And by the way, they don't even have a filibuster in the House. They don't. House, all you need is a majority vote. You can't talk things to death. You can't hold things up and demand 60 votes or some kind of supermajority. House goes by majority only, except when they're dealing with a constitutional amendment, which has, under the Constitution, a built-in supermajority. They need to get two-thirds in the House and two-thirds in the Senate. Here is Representative Escobar, clip 10. Listen.
Because of the filibuster, it's going to be very, very difficult to get anything done. You know, the filibuster, to many of us, is a tool, an instrument for government gridlock. And we need action, and we need it right away.
So what are you calling for today?
Well, we need to do away with the filibuster. You know, what we're seeing happening in America is Republicans in the Senate are more interested in eroding voting laws and increasing gun rights when, you know, it really should be the other way around. We need to look at making sure that we have safe communities and that people aren't afraid and terrified of going to the grocery store or going to a school. And the majority of Americans support common sense gun violence prevention legislation, but we can't get anything done in the Senate because the majority doesn't rule. It's the filibuster that rules.
Okay. Defense of the filibuster, the defense of the filibuster made extremely effectively by Ben Sasse speaking today on the Senate floor. Here is the senator from Nebraska. This is clip 15.
Being bullied there by the fringes of your party. But part of the responsibility of being a U.S. senator is to stand up to the extreme fringes of your party. Part of the responsibility of being a U.S. senator is to say, I know that people are angry. I know that people are yelling. I know that there are hot heads. But one of the jobs of the senator, and surely the job of this body, is to try to find a way to allow cooler heads to prevail. We already have an institution that is instantly responsive to majorities. You only have to walk 200 yards to see it. And there's nobody who serves in this body who wishes they served in that body. We know what it looks like to have a simple majoritarian body. And the House was designed to do that. It's a good thing. The House was designed to reflect the energy of the people. When the people are hot-headed and they want something done fast and they want their majority to act, they call on the House and they get a hearing. But the Senate's job, the Senate's purpose, is different. The House is actually allowed to act with a hot head precisely because the Senate exists to cool those passions. The Senate exists to act with a cool head. Our job is not to cater to sudden and instant majorities and to changes in the wind. The Senate's job is to enlarge and refine the House's judgments and to try to build consensus that can last.
Okay, that is so important because this is the whole idea of the Constitution. And Ben Sasse is a first-rate constitutional scholar, former college president, by the way, that Ben Sasse understands this. The whole idea of concurrent majorities was set up by the founders of this country because there was a fear of basically turning things over to an immediate, ill-considered, and radical change. And you may say, well, these are people who formed a revolution. That was a radical change. Actually, the American Revolution, and you can find this, by the way, if you go to MedVet History Store, our Revolution series, which I'm particularly proud of. The American Revolution was a conservative revolution. It was a desire to go back to the reality of individual states that had their own governments, their own legislatures, their own elections, and where things were not imposed on the American colonies from very distant Britain. Why did Britain suddenly try to impose taxation, which is, of course, always an explosive issue, on the American colonies? Because there had just been this French and Indian War, which had cost the crown a great deal of money. They had sunk deeply into debt. They were deeply into debt. And frankly, the American colonies were richer than the mother country. So the mother country went after them. It's all important to know. Because that idea that, well, the American people want something done about gun violence, I think that's true. By the way, but it's not just about gun violence, it's violence of any kind and of all kinds. And the best way to do that is to work on some kind of compromise means of supporting policing and making policing more effective. And yes, going to the issue of mental illness, which is a huge contributor to our homeless crisis and so many other problems in the nation at large. The fact that it used to be when people couldn't take care of themselves, when they were deeply delusional, when they were tending toward violence, they were what was called committed. Today, they're on a freeway underpass somewhere near you. And yes, it is a grave situation that deserves attention in this greatest nation on.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.